Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder at the Mina House by Erica Ruth Neubauer. Read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Egypt, 1926. When selecting an exotic location for travel, it's advisable to choose one where the air isn't trying to kill you. I would try to remember that for the next time.
Jane, you look terrible in this heat. You're practically dripping.
My Aunt Millie's mouth puckered, but also slipped into a smug little grin at the edges. She looked as fresh as linen off the line, without so much as a glisten. I sighed inwardly. I didn't realize how hot it was still going to be this time of year. I eyed the long, wide blades of the fans as they turned lazily overhead. I decided they were more for appearance than actually moving any of the heavy air around. Millie sniffed and went back to surveying the bar, whiskey highball firmly in hand, lipstick now slightly askew with a matching plum-colored scowl on the rim of the glass. My aunt's first order of business upon our recent arrival at the Mina House Hotel had been a drink, any drink. As long as it was a step above the bathtub rot being churned out at home. Prohibition was my aunt's arch nemesis. With Millie sorted out, I excused myself to go in search of a drink of my own. I threaded through the thin crowd to the bar and leaned against the polished wood. It felt good to stand after hours of travel, and I surreptitiously stretched as I waited for my gin Ricky. Within moments, the young bartender appeared at my elbow with my drink.